Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. In June, a group of us met at River Heritage Park for a River Action Riverine Walk to learn about the Quad Cities and Iowa's roles in the actions that led up to the U.S. Civil War. Dred Scott moved to Davenport when his master, Dr. John Emerson, was stationed at Fort Armstrong in 1836. It was here that Scott met and married his wife, Harriet. Emerson owned property between Bettendorf and Davenport and left the Scotts to work this property for 2 years when Emerson was reassigned to a post farther north. At that time, this area was part of the Wisconsin Territory, where slavery was prohibited. Emerson briefly returned to Davenport, and the Scotts went back to Missouri, a slave state, with the Emersons. A year later, Emerson died. Initially, Scott offered to pay Emerson's widow for their freedom. When the widow refused, however, the Scotts filed suit on the basis that, when they entered free territory, they became free, and having been left there on their own for 2 years, established they were no longer property. Unfortunately, in 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the widow. Emerson's widow did eventually free the Scotts, but the legal precedent had been set. Iowa's role in the Underground Railroad, a system of places escaping slaves could hide in safety, began in the 1840s. Quakers and Congregationalists helped slaves escaping from Missouri. John Brown, of Bloody Kansas and Harper's Ferry fame, had family in Cedar County and made 5 trips through Iowa while he was involved in Kansas. After at least one of these trips, he came to Davenport. In 1859, he made his way to Virginia with a group of Iowans. His attempt to start a liberation movement among the slaves electrified the nation, even as it resulted in Brown's capture and execution. After the action, the wagon Brown and his followers had brought with them was full of munitions and crates that were stamped Davenport, Iowa. In 1861, Camp McClellan was established where the village of East Davenport now stands. This would be the first of 5 camps in Davenport. The first Confederate prisoners of war were held on Rock Island in December of 1863. We now know the island as Arsenal Island. More than 12,000 Confederate soldiers passed through the prison camp before the end of the war. The 108th Regiment United States Colored Infantry were assigned to guard the prisoners. In 1868, Iowa was the first state outside New England to grant African American men the right to vote.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.